Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff.
Hello and a pleasant good morning. Today is Tuesday, June 25th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. This is On The Clock with Erin Green. As you can see, I am not Erin Green. I'm actually holding on for her. Erin had an appointment and said, Cecil, come inside and hold the show down until I come. So I'm holding the fourth until the fifth comes, right? But today, I actually have a special guest, and I'm kind of excited because it's one of my cousins who is in studio today, but he is representing the Ministry of Tourism, right? I thought the last time you were here, cousin, that you were a director, but it seems as if your title has changed. You're a CEO of this new Tourism Development Corporation.
That's right, sir. That's right.
That's a whole new concept for me, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So I want you to formally introduce yourself.
Sure, sure.
Then I want you to explain what is this Tourism Development Corporation, and then we'll see.
I thought I was on the show since I became the executive director of the Tourism Development Corporation, but obviously not. So the TDC is, in fact, almost a year old. July 1, essentially, we become a year old corporation, although we have essentially existed for the last maybe 5 years as a company. TDC or Development Corporation, specifically in tourism, is not a new concept at all, not to the region, not to the world. The Bahamas was kind of late in finally getting legislation around doing the work of product development as it relates to tourism. This concept has certainly existed, been around, I mean, David Johnson and Vincent Vanderpool Wallace and so many others for literally for decades, papers written on it. But just finally now, in this administration, finally legislating and finally drafting the mandate as it relates to how we, in a very strategic way, in a very pointed way, focus on touristic development. Separate and apart, of course, from the Ministry of Tourism, because, of course, the Ministry of Tourism, in its legislative mandate, is primarily, not entirely, but primarily responsible for marketing the country, ensuring that people around the globe know that the Bahamas is open for business, communicating, of course, powerful messages, and, of course, everything around the business of public relations and promotions. He is a critical partner in the development, the ongoing development of the product as well. But primarily that becomes now the responsibility of the Tourism Development Corporation. So TDC essentially in its legislative mandate has a number of critical focuses, focus areas, mainly, as we said, and as the name suggests, product development, ensuring that the product, and that is the tangible and the intangible tourism product, is developed in a sustained way. Ensuring that there is some rejuvenation of some things that need to be brought back, that there is some introduction of some things that we need, that we know our visitors have been telling us for a long time that, hey, do you have this kind of experience in the Bahamas? On the psychometric, allocentric, on the mid-centric, on those varying levels. And then ensuring that we also develop businesses that are in specifically in tourism and hospitality. It's very important that that we continue to hold the hands of and continue to help in the development of so many of the businesses, specifically the micro, medium, and small businesses that are in tourism and hospitality. They are essentially the foundation of our economy, really. When you look at what tourism has meant to our country over the past seven decades, it is that small business person, that taxi driver, that straw vendor, that person on the ground making that experience. They may be micro, they may be small, but critical to the success and the growth of the economy. And so a development corporation then that focuses on how do we provide that ongoing support, that technical consultancy support, that funding support to ensure that, of course, a huge part of our mandate, outside of ensuring that, you know, that there's an ease in doing business in the tourism space, but it's also this business of linkages. If you hear the Deputy Prime Minister talking about the TDC, he will always use the word linkages because, you know, we tout quite often $6+ billion in revenue as a result of touristic activities. But when you really drill down and you get a sense of what remains in country because of the economic leakage, because of the incredibly high import dollars, we have to start thinking more seriously about how do we retain that $6+ billion in revenue that we earn as a result of touristic activities. How do we ensure that we encourage Bahamians to purchase local? How do we encourage authentically made products that we are now not only exporting but sharing with our visitors as they come? So essentially, in a nutshell, that is the work of the TDC, a new organization, but certainly a powerful one, having great impact in the scope of how we grow our economy.
Okay. You mentioned the ease of doing business in the tourism space, right? I'm thinking the small and medium business that you mentioned, yes. Right? And they need support. And certainly the Tourism Development Corporation is that support, that technical space that you can render support for small businesses who want to be in tourism, who are in tourism. Yeah. How do they get the support in terms of getting access to it, in terms of applying, in terms of going through the motions? How does that happen?
Right.
So an incentive scenario, I'm a small wood carver. Go with that.
All right, wonderful. So as a small wood carver, you obviously have already, you've already developed your and honed your skills. You have a product that you believe is ready for market. And you've determined that that market is the visitor, the cruise passenger, whomever. You only have a concept. You don't have any real formed organization, any real formed enterprise as yet. And so you come to our business development unit. And in the business development unit, we will take you essentially from concept to actually starting the business. And that of course, entails ensuring that you get the business the business license, of course, but the business plan, the financial plan.
And you all do all of that or help me with all that?
Absolutely. The website, the e-commerce capable website, because this is 2024 and you have to swipe a card. If you're not thinking Zand dollar, then obviously, you know, you're behind the eight ball. So these are kinds of some of the programs. Of course, there's the technical support as well, because sometimes there are people who have the capital to do great things, but they don't have a wherewithal. They don't have the business acumen to be able to do, the basic things that we would expect a business person to understand and be able to do. So Hospitality Assured, it is a credentialing program that we have that helps in a very structured way, helps people get on that path to being able to do business and service their clients better. So a number of programs, 22 in fact, that we have, or many of them aimed at that very thing, getting a person who is either thinking business or already in business, perhaps struggling to get on that path to not just surviving, but thriving.
I'm thinking ease of doing business in terms of insurance. I'm a tour company, mm-hmm. right? And a number of Bahamians say, oh, I can do tours. I can do a museum. I want to partner with Ministry of Tourism. But that tour is expensive. How does the TDC maneuvers or assists or gives information on stuff like that in terms of getting insurance, getting all of those things, prerequisite? I know some people need even have trash pickup and stuff like that in terms of the product. How will you do that or right. in terms of getting ease of business?
Right, right. So the insurance matter is obviously and has been a long concern for so many in that small business space. I think we've seen enough tragedy, enough challenge around, you know, accidents, incidences regarding visitors or even locals for persons, you know, especially in that water space. And so I'm actually here, Brother Nuri, to promote an event that we're having this Thursday, the 27th of June. Mm-hmm. We call it Elevate. It is our Business Development Conference. It's going to be held at the Margaritaville Resort, 6 to 8 p.m. We're expecting, anticipating about anywhere between 400 and 500 micro, small, medium-sized businesses in the tourism space, even those who are thinking about joining enterprise in that space, to come out and be a part of it. And one of the major areas of focus, because it is a pain point for so many in the industry, is the business of insurance. Insurance, of course, as we all know, for persons in that business tourism space, comes in the form of asset insurance. It is the accident insurance. It is that contingent liability, limited liability insurance.
I got a text with liability insurance. Yeah,
they, okay. They absolutely need, you know, the cruise line partners have said very, very clearly, unequivocally, you need up to $2 million if we're even gonna start this conversation.
Let's stop there and deal with that. Right, because we have a number of behemoths who want to get in that, and I know this is part of your job and your mandate to help those people.
And many that don't, many that have gone the roads, and you know, obviously because of what those agreements sometimes look like, many make the decision that's not for me. I'm going to do my hustle. I'm going to make my. I still have access to the 30 plus thousand cruise passengers, so I'm going to do my thing. I have enough within me to be able to market my. Myself, my own business, without having that direct link with cruise lines. And many, of course, that go after the volume, and they obviously want to have the relationship with the cruise lines. And so, you know, we're not forcing any product, any position on our clients. We simply say, here is how to do this if you want to do this. We will make this easy for you. We will bring this to you. And if this is a relationship that you want to have, if this is something you want. And of course, obviously, we have... We have assisted clients with ensuring that we cluster these businesses, these enterprises, in relatively similar areas or focus or sectors, so as to drive the cost of what that limited liability cost would be. And so this is one of the things, as I said, we're going to share in greater detail on Thursday, Margaritaville, 6 p.m., and certainly we're inviting anyone who wants to hear more about our insurance initiatives and programs to be out at that session.
So that's going
to
happen this Thursday, the 27th of June.
That's right.
And that's going to be 6 p.m., you said, at Margaritaville. Okay. Right. And who do you anticipate should attend? Give me a list of people who should attend that say, I heard this announcement, I have to come. And is there any kind of registration fee for this?
All right. So there's no registration fee. It is absolutely free.
In fact,
we've been paying for your parking.
Okay.
just go and park at the point, and we cover that cost. So we don't want anything to inhibit any Bahamian from attending and from being. Oh, of course, there are 8 sectors in tourism. And so if you are in accommodations, if you're in transportation, if you are in food and beverage, if you are in events and conferences, if you are in retail, if you are in attractions, adventure, any interface that you have with the visitor makes you a tourism business. And so we're encouraging, and really we're talking, as we know, 60%+ of the people employed in the Bahamas are in the tourism space, and a large number of them are entrepreneurs.
Do I have to be in the business already to attend this conference?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If you just have a concept, you have something that you believe solves a problem for the visitors, or directly or indirectly impacts the visit experience. Maybe it's something around waste disposal, or maybe it's something around technology. That you believe will, in some ways, gaming, whatever it is, it's something, some app that you've developed that you think can impact in some way the experience that our visitors have, the nearly 10 million visitors that our visitors have now. Certainly you're invited and you're expected to be a part of this.
Aaron Green, who's the host of this show, right?
Yes,
tends to have 101 ideas on how to improve tourism, what Ministry of Tourism should be doing, business, tourism entrepreneurs should be doing, but she needs to be plugged into an outlet. Is this new TDC an outlet to say, hey, bring me your ideas of what you think the Bahamas should be doing, and there's somebody there to collect these ideas and say, let's work on this?
This is the outlet, absolutely. Our Director of Business Development, Ms. Laurel Burrows, I believe she is certainly standing ready. We are, you know, just now obviously collecting our resources and finding ourselves in a better place of readiness for all of the businesses that come. We are right now, you know, looking for and trying to source someone who can in-house, so that we don't have to outsource this, in-house work on business plans, working on those financial plans, working on those websites, web pages, that social media pages that we believe will help the businesses that we work with on a consistent basis to really get in that better, more economically viable space.
Is the TDC the same as the small business unit? Because I know there's a small business unit that does something similar to this, right? But it seems as if you're just geared towards tourism, whereas the small business unit is separate.
Yeah. Okay, so small business unit, I think you're referring to the SBDC?
Yes.
The Small Business Development Center. So SBDC is certainly, in fact, we consider them a partner in this process because there are quite a number of that we both do that are similar. And I like to say that we are good reinforcement to the same legislative mandate, essentially. But yes, you're quite right. And so everyone that works with the Tourism Development Corporation, specifically is a tourism professional that has been trained to address the needs specific to tourism and hospitality leisure management. And so our critical partners so obviously would be the Ministry of Tourism, Investments, Aviation, the University of the Bahamas, specifically the comms unit, and of course all of the other agencies that are in some way touching the promotion, not the promotion, but the development of tourism and what the visitors experience when they come.
The SBDCs give loans or grants.
Yes.
I want to know if the TDC is giving loans and grants for my tourism business.
All right, that's a good, really good question, Renanuri.
It
all boils down to money. Yeah. Surely it does. The Tourism Development Corporation, as I said, in its just 11 months of being fully vested as a corporation, a statutory board corporation. Is not as yet in the space of providing loans. In fact, you will see our partnership with the Bahamas Development Bank at our Elevate conference because what we cannot do, we certainly lean on our partners to do in with our support. And so the TDC has been in the space certainly for the last few months of providing small micro grants. We have had a number of small grant programs, women in business, technology grants. We've had a number of grant programs. In fact, we have a venture pitch competition coming up for four. We would have had it last month, but we delayed to just increase the numbers of persons who were applying. And so we have right now a little over 50 businesses who have or concepts who have made application on the four islands, New Providence, Grand Bahama, Exuma, and Abaco. And we are, at the end of this month and next month, we're going to be going ahead and having those pitch competitions. So yes, there is certainly access to small micro loans, we call them. Micro grants.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly as it relates to loans and accessing larger amounts of capital, we work through our partners currently.
Okay, the Tourism Development Corporation, TDC, right? There's a proliferation of new businesses on Bay Street now. There's a number of tour operations. There's a number of motorcycle, scooters type business. Do the TDC have a registry or will they be responsible for registry of who all... Would all businesses operate in the tourism space, or is that a separate entity?
Right. Thank you for that, Brother Nuri. I think that is so important because one of our very, very important functions is to collect that kind of data. We do have on our website, tdcbahamas.com, a registry link. We call it the National Tourism Registry. Now, of course, we know, as I said, there are eight sectors of tourism, and in each of those sectors, you could have five, six different different groupings. You know, we call transportation a sector, but of course, you know, you have, as you rightly said, you have maybe seven or eight different groupings there. You have your livery drivers, you have your taxi drivers, you have your SD operators, you have your, you know, scooter rentals, you have all kinds of things going on there. And then in the broader transportation, you have ferry boat operators, you have, you know, airline companies and the rest of it. So if you go to tdcbahamas.com, there's a registration link for the National Business Registry. And we have been advocating, certainly, and screaming for the last 12 months. Listen, just visit. Just spend 3 minutes, register your business. If you are in the tourism space, we need to know. We want to know for a number of reasons. One, we need to know what kind of capacity you have. We need to know how to help. You know, if we determine, hey, here are, you know, 80% of our businesses that are not able to take online payments. That's obviously an opportunity for us to be able to make the connection, to find the resources, to find the resources, including the money, to be able to provide that kind of assistance and service. And so, you know, we've been saying to businesses, and we will continue to say, please just register yourself, registered or unregistered. You know, paying VAT or not paying VAT, whatever.
Still come and register.
You're in. If just I ain't paying come VAT? And register. Even if you're not, even if you don't have a business license, but you know, mm-hmm. you know full good and well that you are providing services to visitors, we need to know. And not as a regulatory organization as yet, but certainly as an organization that just wants to help and just wants everyone to come into full compliance and to survive and to thrive. You know, we're all Bahamians. We all need to earn a living, and we all need to be able to experience some level of success in the Bahamas. And so that's essentially what we're about.
I'm talking to Ian Ferguson, who is an executive director. Give me the title again. Executive director.
Yes.
Okay. At the Tourism Development Corporation. It's a new corporation. Is being established like 5 years now? Is it longer, shorter than that?
1 year formally.
1 year formally.
As a gazetted corporation, but 5 years in existence as a company doing this legislative work that we have.
You talk about tourism development, and I have a text who said, I don't have no money, right? But I have this idea, and they want to be walked through the step, because they come into the conference, which was happening on Thursday at Margaritaville. This Thursday, Margaritaville, at, let's see what date that is. That's June 27th, right? Yes. June 27th at 6 p.m. And of course, parking's going to be taken care of, right? Yes. But they have the idea. Right, just the idea, like Scrooge, who lives in Over the Hill, wants the Over the Hill tour, right. where Marcus Garvey lived and so on, and highlight with all the civil rights he stayed,
yes.
But he doesn't have the funds, but he has yet to develop his idea, conceptualize it. But he, like I say, he has the idea. He comes to this conference. Mm-hmm. Who will embrace him in terms of, look, let me hash out this idea. These are the things you need. These are the things you need to bring to us. Yes. These are the things you need to so you can get a license. These are the things you need to get to the next step. Yes. Can you just walk through that step?
Absolutely. Well, he can actually begin. Scrooge can actually go right now to the website, tdcbahamas.com, because the corporate desk page is actually live on our website currently. But when he comes, he'll meet those 14 members who are specifically in business development, and he will have a direct face and contact for each of those persons. They will obviously schedule a time to sit with him and to walk him through what that initial meeting looks like for someone who simply has an idea. That is that initial technical consultancy meeting. We will more than likely introduce him to one or two of our very structured consultancy programs. The one, of course, that I love to talk about that you will also hear mentioned at the Elevate Conference is Hospitality Assured. And it really is ideally suited for businesses who are not fully in the place of a full enterprise, but they are really just at that conceptual phase. Sometimes it's best to get things right at the onset.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to trying to figure it out when you're already midway through. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there are people who will say that sometimes trial and error and, you know, bucking your toe 10 times mm-hmm. is the ideal way to succeed in business. I don't know if we espouse to that. We believe that it's best to ahead of time and to be able to navigate skillfully and carefully your way through success in business.
Is there such a thing as do's and don'ts to do in tourism business? And will that be available to say, okay, come and do this, don't do these things, man?
I'm sure, yes, absolutely. In fact, the Hospitality Short program in particular, it walks you through these 44 steps, 44 critical steps, nine steps, but 44 sub-steps that really helps you to navigate through. I'll give you an example. One of the nine steps focuses on research. And so as it relates to research, there is so much that the new business person needs to know and understand as it relates to research. Research as it relates to having a good sense of who your customer is or who you want your customer to be, and how to get that kind of information. I stayed at a resort on one island some months back, and the registration process blew my mind.
Mm.
They simply asked me for my name, looked at some book, saw my name written down in the book, and gave me a key.
That's that.
And I'm saying to myself, goodness, look at how many opportunities you are missing right now by not just giving me just a simple form,
mm-hmm.
with asking me for maybe five or six things. That's not going to inconvenience me really, but just maybe getting my email address,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe some very basic things that essentially will help you. So Hospitality Short is really focused on just helping people make the simple connections with some things that we all need to be doing if we're really serious about business. Research as it relates to customers, research as it relates to competitors. If you're in business and you don't know who your five main competitors are, you ain't really serious about business. You need to know. If you're in the restaurant business and you don't know John Doe restaurant down the road just changed their chef,
mm-hmm.
and brought him in from wherever he came in from, then you're really out of touch. So it's just basic things that we want to help people understand that knowing is good, but being able to document is even more powerful. And so, you know, we really want to be able to be that lifeline. That's the word that we use consistently, that lifeline for these businesses who sometimes just don't know that they don't know.
What about niche markets? And I ask this question because once upon a time, Victor Rollins tried to get a niche market on Bay Street, targeting marketing to an alternative lifestyle people, right? And of course, I want to know, will Ministry of Tourism give him support in terms of finances, in terms of tourism development, marketing, management, for that particular niche market? Tourists who want to come here and spend their money and they need the support. I mean, can people who is interested in niche market come to this conference and say, yeah,
right.
they can help me out?
So verticals and niche markets, definitely a huge part of the Ministry of Tourism's mandate to grow and to develop niche markets. Not necessarily falling square in the Tourism Development Corporation. Of course, you know, there is obviously some overlap there and some support that that both entities give. But the Bahamas has been heavily focused on niche markets for all of its 70 years. In fact, 1964, this is essentially the 70th year. Isn't that 70?
Mm-hmm.
70th year of the Ministry of Tourism's existence. And of course, our number one niche market, romance, you know, weddings, honeymoons, and anything romantic, has been a mainstay for most of those years. So I don't believe that the Ministry of Tourism has ever shied away from really capitalizing on focusing specifically on verticals.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, I see I have a caller here. You can put on that airpiece there so you can hear them. Producer, at your convenience, you can pass them through for me. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Morning, Mr. Neary. How you doing?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Good morning to Mr. Guest. I think he said his name is Mr. Ferguson.
Mr. Ferguson, Ian Ferguson. He is the executive director of the TDC.
Yes, sir. Yes,
good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Ferguson, I want to ask you a couple of questions, please, if I can.
All right, sir.
What if an individual has an idea, not an idea, but an actual product, and I mean they can show it, right, that can actually become a new industry, right? And what the individual wants is that they don't necessarily want to get a funding so they can run a business for themselves, but they want to kind of like train individuals and create that industry. And they want more like a public PPP relationship with the government, where the government supplies the financial backing, and the individual supplies the products and the skills and the training necessary to create a new industry. Is the TDC the place that the individual needs to come because the product has to do with tourism?
Okay. I would say so. I believe, one of the blessings that we have at TDC is that we get to work with partners, and in bringing certain things that are necessary to fruition. As you were talking, my mind goes on something that I had been long thinking about and wanting to propose as well. My dad, who recently passed, in fact, was one of the, I call him the last remaining Kamalami boat builders. He was big into this Kamalami boat thing in his spare time. And while I hung around him and I saw him doing it, and I would be the sanding assistant or someone who would, cut the sail and the rest of it. I don't know if I have the full scope of how to actually do that thing. And in its latter years, I thought to myself, boy, this is a dying art. This is something that Bahamian men really would have been doing.
As you talk about that, Mr. Ferguson, there's a man, there was a gentleman, his name is James Robinson, right? And he used to make the boats that look, I guess, like the ones they have in the regatta and stuff like that, the scoop, and I guess the skipper, whatever you call them, kind of boat.
Right.
And I mean, these boats were like realistic. I mean, these boats were, I was amazed at how well he made them. And I was so amazed that I took him to a gentleman who was pushing for politics and like he wanted to make a difference, businessman, a local businessman. I was so impressed with it that I took a few of the boats and I took a gentleman to the man. To say, well, look at what this man makes, in a kind of way. I feel as if he is an individual that should be put in a position where he can teach individuals this skill, that kind of way. And I mean, he is past now, He's a real true brother now, But that skill is gone because the individual who I thought was sincere about helping the country and helping the nation seemed as if he was only talking just to like sound good, like how a politician does. You see, now Mr. Nuri has seen the kind of the work that I do. Mr. Nuri has seen it. I don't know if he knows who he's talking to or who he's been talking to all this time, but Mr. Nuri has seen my work, right? And the thing about it is that I feel as if the government can take millions of dollars, right, and pay individuals to upload information on a digital platform, right, or pay consultants for information and different stuff like that, that they should be able and they should be duty bound if they find an individual who can create an actual industry, and I mean can be proven to. And throughout my going around town and showing individuals and trying to see who, the only individual that I can say who, when they saw my work, who actually like gave an honest appreciation of it is Miss Ali McIntosh. And when Miss McIntosh saw it, she was like, the government needs to talk to you. You understand? Because what I have is something that's truly unique. What I have is something that can employ hundreds, maybe even thousands of individuals because it is such a versatile thing. And it's sustainable, that kind of way. So, like you said, if I come down to this meeting that you're all supposed to be having.
Thursday
by the Marriott.
Margaritaville.
Margaritaville or something. Would I be able to talk to someone down there who can further me and lead me and steer me in the right direction as to what I'm talking about, sir?
So I'm going to be at that conference, and I'd like for you to introduce yourself to me, and let's have a conversation around
I will definitely do that. And one last question before I go, Mr. Ferguson.
Yes, sir.
You said something that y'all are not a regulatory body as yet. Is that the intention of the TDC, to become a regulatory body?
Regulatory as it relates to helping sectors in tourism establish standard operating procedures, but not necessarily regulatory as it relates to charging fees. So our job is really to, through standards, through the creation of standards, to help businesses thrive and get better and be more sustained. And so I've organically a number of pig experiences in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You know, it started some maybe decade and a half ago in Exuma, just organically. I think many people know the story of how the swimming pigs situation started. But as of late, I mean, there are well over 20 plus pig experiences throughout the islands of the Bahamas.
Yes, sir. I totally agree, Mr. Ferguson, that there's nothing wrong with regulation. And you always need regulation in terms of no matter what it is that is coming into play.
Right.
You know, that kind of way. I have no problem with regulation. As long as they fit our society and are tailor-made by us for us. I have no problem with that at all.
Certainly.
Thank you very much, caller. So I'm here talking to Mr. Ian Ferguson, who's executive director of TDC, the Tourism Development Corporation. They're having a seminar. What do you call it, Mr. Ferguson?
It's a conference. Elevate. Business Development Conference. We call it Elevate. And that essentially would be one to happen for all of the small businesses, micro businesses, and tourism. We want you. It's time to elevate.
We'll continue this conversation after this short break. And the conference is this Thursday. This Thursday at 6 p.m. in Margaritaville. We'll be right back. This is On the Clock with Erin Green. And of course, this is C.A. Nuri holding on for Erin Green. And she'll be back tomorrow. And we'll be right back.
Michael Scooter Reed.
He's on the streets. Basketball classic.
Taking place Monday, July 15th to Sunday, July 21st.
At the Hope Center and the Candlelight Exchange.
We are shooting hoops at Stepa 842.
Or visit our Facebook page.
Sign up today for the 2024 Michael Scooter Reed Basketball Classic.
He's on the streets. 2024 is coming.
Can keg be wo medicala kifwete tetio number multiply service menu na for terrorist diagnostic center image cesa no fair member guy pour lot location nou yo image na governor ni na kamakelo même si nou ta besoin yon radiographie mammographie échographie or scanner pour femme grosse nou gen yo yon équipe commissionnaire conseil radiologue certifié tout employeur yo yo chak ak prop domain yo. Yo bay docteur ou rezultat ou nan 24 tan. Rele 328-81-57 pou randevou nan Fort Terrace Diagnostic Center, location Kamakelod ou bien image nan Grosvenor Jodia.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day, boy.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guard and your news delivered. Are you this news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No
job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26th to 28th at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Shawnee Miller-Weibo, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under-20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th, and Thursday, June 27th, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28th. Gates open at 3 p.m. daily, and tickets can be purchased for as low as the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium, the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26th to 28th at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and I'm holding on for Erin Green, who is out today, and she shall be back tomorrow. We're speaking to the Executive Director of the Tourism Development Corporation, Mr. Ian Ferguson. We're having a big business conference on Thursday, June 27th, at the Margaritaville, which is on Bay Street, starting at 6 p.m. I want to know, should established business like the Fish Fry, those restaurants there, should they come to this conference?
Absolutely. You know, every business, whether you are food and beverage, whether you are in retail.
But they've been established.
Whether you're thriving and doing well and you just want a greater opportunity for partnership or to get some more information, you know, I don't believe any business is or should settle or should rest on their laurels of success. I believe we should all be thriving and trying to get better at what we do. This is a constantly changing environment, and we need to stay abreast, and we need to be on the cusp of what is new, what is fresh, certainly what's happening in tourism and hospitality. That's the conference that updates, that informs, that connects. And so we encourage everyone to be a part of Elevate Thursday, 6 o'clock, Margaritaville.
And the theme is what, Elevate Thursday? That's what,
let me Elevate. One word, Elevate.
Elevate. That's the Elevate conference.
That captures everything about essentially what we're trying to do.
What about Airbnb operators who have all Airbnbs on Nassau Street?
Yeah.
Should they come?
Absolutely. That is the ultimate micro business, you know, that is certainly buzzing right now. We encourage... in fact, you know, we say Airbnb or vacation home rentals, people in the RVBO space, people in the home away space, or the people who just, you know, have not identified any of those platforms as yet, but they have perhaps a home, an apartment complex that they may want to at some point in time allow visitors to stay. Yeah, this is the conference. This is the conference for you to get a good sense of how to navigate through using that house that I have, using that part of the house that I have to go ahead and invite visitors to come and have a truly authentic community Bahamas experience.
What about the taxi drivers? Because the taxi drivers said it might be busy.
Listen.
Can they benefit from this conference?
Every taxi driver, the thousands of the taxi drivers in this space, we absolutely encourage. We expect taxi drivers to be there.
How can taxi drivers benefit from this Elevate conference?
Well, in everything that we're going to be doing, from insurance conversations to hospitality assured conversations to all of the services we provide through our community desk. You know, taxi drivers need a website. Like it's almost a taxi driver in this day and age to not have a website, to not have a machine that allows a visitor to swipe. And so there are so many things.
There'll be people at the conference who would help me with that?
Absolutely. In fact, in addition to having vendors, because as I said, it's really a networking conference as well.
Do you have vendors in
absolutely,
for this
absolutely.
I didn't realize that. I got to ask questions about that, right? Which vendors could be on there? But go ahead, finish with the taxi drivers.
Certainly. So again, and I can just kind of touch it really quickly right now. So obviously, we're looking to have those persons who are in that sand dollar space. And so we're looking to have those persons who can provide the alternate funding and payment solutions to visitors. We expect to have a number of, again, all of the sectors of tourism. And so the truth is, and a huge part of what our mandate is to bring the eight sectors together. We have, you know, two silos going on in our country, specifically in tourism. And so, you know, you're running a hotel in Cat Island and you've not made the connection with the food and beverage options that you don't have in your own hotel. You've not made the connection with the bonefish guides who are just in your vicinity, but you've not really made the connection in a meaningful way that allows your visitors now to benefit from that experience. And so that's what these conferences are really all about. Let's have these conversations internal. Let's have these conversations external. And let's grow our businesses ultimately.
What if I want to get in that cruise ship business, right? Because, you know, you need all kind of insurance, but I don't know exactly how to get that entry. Will the conference give me some insight or say, well, if you're interested, these are the things you need to do?
Mm-hmm. We've invited our cruise partners and we've received favorable response and many of them will be in attendance. And so certainly a part of the conversation will be that connecting with cruise lines, the cruise executives, so that we can have some access to, and we know cruise business is huge for the Bahamas, growing exponentially, 30 plus thousand cruise passengers on a daily basis traversing down Grand Bahama, poised to, have incredible expansion as it relates to cruise, and some of the other islands as well. In fact, we are almost weekly meeting with our cruise lines, introducing new programs. Just met with last week, Friday, met with Carnival as it relates to helping them source watercraft operators, lifeguards. So cruise business is huge. It's growing in the Bahamas, and we want to be able to present those great opportunities to small businesses. This is definitely the conversation. This is definitely the conference that they need to be attending if they're interested in cruise.
I know the government has a program where people who do produce jams and jellies and juices, right? And I'm not sure how you get into that into the tourism sphere. Mm-hmm. Will there be someone there who can explain, well, if you want to have your jam, your jelly, your pepper sauce in this tourism arena, you have to go through that?
That's good. So BAIC,
yes.
Program, BAIC, obviously critical partner to who we are and what we do. They will be present at the conference.
BAIC, okay.
Certainly one of the questions I'm sure when that's raised, our BAIC executives will be there to talk it through. And of course, our job is really just to connect. Our job is to make the connection and ensuring that whatever it is that a business or a budding entrepreneur needs in tourism and hospitality, that we make that connection.
The gentleman who called earlier mentioned that he does craft, right? And you said that you'll be there and there'll be people there who can guide them into how to enter the market. Coming on Thursday at 6 o'clock, right, at Margaritaville, should I bring pictures of my craft there? But instead of bringing a whole thing, right, I take two couple of pictures, say, this is what I do, right? And then you give me guidance of what to do with that product?
I believe because, you know, when we have those initial meetings, sometimes our goal is to bring the relevant persons at the table. And so I wouldn't recommend, you know, bringing pictures or any products because essentially what we would do is we would establish a time mm-hmm. to formally sit and to talk through what it is that person is thinking about. Because obviously if it's something tour related, we need the tour expert in the room. If it's something that is craft related, we would want the craft expert in the room along with our business development team just to ensure that this is not vain talk that will go nowhere, but we want it to actually materialize into something that's going to be worth the customer's time.
So I'll be paired up. When I reach there, I explain my pitch and whatever it is. You can pair me. So this is the expert. And so that will be happening?
Yeah. Yeah. So a huge part of what this is about is registration. In fact, we have a jackpot grant of $2,500 for all businesses that come. You can enter your name, your company's name, your card, and you could get up to $2,500 on the spot in grant funding for your business. But a huge part of what we're doing is actually registering businesses. Mm-hmm. And in addition to registering businesses, we also want to be able to make those appointments or begin to make those appointments. And so we have one of our team members who will just simply be getting the contacts of those persons who absolutely need to have those deeper, longer conversations with the relevant professionals so that we can start to schedule throughout the summer months times to sit with those persons, hear what it is that they have perhaps in terms of concerns or ideas so that we can help them navigate and skillfully maneuver towards how to start or how to grow their businesses.
I know we have a few more minutes. Part of your organization, the Tourism Development Corporation, you respond to tourist needs or tourist concerns or what's trending. Right? Will you be making that information available to those persons who are there? Say, well, these are the things, top things that are trending. These are the top concerns. These are the top businesses that making all kind of money and that you might want to invest in. Will that be happening too?
I'm not absolutely certain as to all of the content for all of the speakers. The Deputy Prime Minister, of course, is scheduled to make a very significant contribution to this conference as well. I will also have a moment to share in a time of, you know, motivating the persons who are going to be in attendance. But we have quite a number of persons, as I said, Hospitality Assured, the insurance movement, quite a number of other partners as well who are going to be sharing. So I'm sure we're going to get some of those what's trending kinds of messages coming through a number of those presentations.
And this is Ian Ferguson, who's the CEO, Chief Executive Director of the Tourism Development Corporation. I give the last seconds to remind us of when, where, and which, and why.
Good. So it is the Elevate Conference, our business development conference at the Tourism Development Corporation. It is for every business person who is in tourism and hospitality, leisure management. If you touch the visitor experience in any way, food and beverage, transportation, accommodations, retail sales, if you are in the downtown space, if you're in the Cable Beach space, if you're in one of those touristic areas, if you just have a little product that you think that you would like to, you call it a little today, but that thing could be a great solution to something that a visitor wants to experience. Everyone is invited to attend. It is free of charge. You can park your vehicle at the point at no charge to you. Just come. We want every Bahamian that is looking to really enhance the tourism experience. 10 plus million visitors that will come this year. This is our time to experience elevation. Come to Elevate.
Thank you very much, Ian Ferguson, who's the Executive Director of the Tourism Development Corporation, which is having a conference this Thursday, June 27th, at the Margaritaville, which is Bay Street. Everything free. Just come. Parking is free. It starts at 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
And get the information. Taxi driver, coconut vendor who's on Bay Street, come and take advantage of the opportunity. Anyway, this has been On the Clock with Aaron Green. Again, this is C.A. Nuri holding on for Aaron. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.